Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank.
Welcome to Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com. RBC is a brand new sponsor to our site. Glad to have them aboard. We're really excited about digging deeper into the world of your farm business. So thanks very much for RBC for sponsoring this new series. I'm Sean Haney, founder of realagriculture.com. Glad to be here. Glad that you took the time to listen to this new series. This is episode one. In episode one, what we're going to do is we're really going to dig deep into the area of goal setting, the art of goal setting. Now, as you probably already know and have heard from lots of business consultants, you have to have goals, whether that be in your business or your life. You gotta kind of know what you're striving for. And as I was thinking about this area of goals, I ran across a very, very famous quote by former Yankee catcher Yogi Berra. And the quote that Yogi says is, "If you don't know where you are going, you might end up someplace else." Many of you have probably heard this quote before, but it's so short, but at the same time, so impactful. And as we're going to learn in episode one, goal setting doesn't have to be complicated and difficult. There are really some quick, easy steps with some really critical thinking that allow you and your farm business team to really, really hit home on the things that you need to do in order to judge yourself and say, hey, we're doing what we said we're going to do, and we do deem ourselves successful. I think many farm businesses look at goal setting and say, hey, if we have all these stringent written down goals, it's going to take away our flexibility, our ability to move quickly and be fast and be nimble, and that's our advantage. You're going to find in episode one that's not necessarily true. So to cover this area of goals, we invited Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus at Virginia Tech, to talk to us about this really, really key area of making sure your farm business is successful. Dr. Cole, we're going to talk about goal setting. Now, before I go in a strange direction here, is goals really the right word we should be using?
You know, I think it is. And, I got introduced in goal setting way back in high school, whether it was athletics or whether it was agriculture. And I'm sure there's some gurus that'll have some other big term. But, you know, goals is kind of the universal word that I think coins it all. So I think we're okay with goals,
Okay. So many consultants would say, well, you got to have goals in your business. You got to have goals in your personal life. You got to have all these goals. But what's really to be gained?
I'll tell you one thing about goals. I think it really, if you establish goals, whether it's your business, your family, or personal life, it allows you to focus. And I often will give people the image of a football field. And I'm talking about Canadian American football, not, world football. And if you didn't have the boundaries, you didn't have the yard markers, we'd basically be playing no-goal football. And so the goals really help you strategize, and it helps you kind of visualize and monitor progress. Because I really find, whether it's your business, your family, or your personal life, what you try to aspire for is incremental improvement. You'll hear athletes often say, I've got to get better every day. And I think by establishing those goals, and particularly putting them down in writing, it just kind of gives you those yard markers out there to be able to monitor, to say, we met the goals, or we exceeded, or we didn't meet the goals, and what were the reasons why. So that focus, and I find that superior businesses are very, very focused. Superior athletes are very, very focused. And so, again, I would have to say the key word would be focus, but also having the yard markers.
Now you mentioned writing them down. Why is that why is that so critical?
Well, the whole thing is, if you don't write them down or if you don't have them visually somewhere, oftentimes in today's world of 24/7 media access, you'll get caught up into all the quote noise out there. And so sometimes having these goals and having the goals in a visible spot, it will, you know, remind you that you've got to come back, you've got to stay focused. And today, where we're attacked by tons of information and tons of demands on our time, having these goals, having them visual, it allows you to kind of come back and rather than think day-to-day, it helps you kind of think strategically, but you can have day-to-day goals. And so, again, in this noisy world where we're being stretched in many different directions, it allows you to kind of come back and, you know, regain your sense of purpose, regain your sense of objectives, accomplishment.
Now you mentioned day-to-day, and you mentioned some goals that are more in the clouds, you know, almost like dreams. Is there a correct length for some of these goals that you're going to write down?
It's funny you mentioned that. We have two producers here at the banking school, and they go through the school with us. And 6 years ago, they had no goals. The other day, they made a presentation on their farms and ranch businesses, and they had 1 year goals and 5 year goals. And I really like to, you know, have kind of the 1 year goals and the 5 year goals. And oftentimes, you know, sometimes you can have shorter term goals. In other words, you want to make sure that you get all the cows synchronized if you're doing artificial breeding, and you can look at, you know, breeding rates and everything. But I really find that sometimes doing the 1 year and then kind of doing the stretch goals, kind of, you know, where do we need to be kind of in 5 years, can be kind of a nice venue to start out with. And it was real interesting. All three of the producers, 6 years later, had their goals out 1 year and 5 years. It just made my day, actually. And so a good start is 1 year and 5 years, but they did have some short-term goals. Matter of fact, the one guy's going home today to synchronize his 400 head of cattle for breeding. And he says, hopefully we can get a conception rate, you know, in the 70% if we artificially breed and get them set up. So he actually, he had his goal that he's going to try to meet today.
So how do you get started? So you mentioned asking yourself some questions. Is that really the way that it happens?
Yeah, sometimes you ask questions. And you know what? I'm going to give a suggestion. Write first, verbalize second. Oftentimes people will try to verbalize out their goals, but if, for example, if I've got multiple family members, you know, husband, wife, sons, daughters that are in the business, I will actually have them write them down first independently. And then what we will do after they've all got them written down, then we find out and we come back, what do we have in common? What do we have in difference? And so what you do is you build on the commonalities, and then you kind of work through some of the differences that might be out there. The problem is if you try to verbalize them, a dominant person in the family or the business, and I see this in the boardroom all the time, you'll have one or two board members try to dominate conversation. I have basically gone to the whole premise, you've got to write it down first. I've got to get input from everybody written first, and then you verbalize. And I found that to be very, very successful. If they verbalize them first, the less dominant people will actually get discouraged, and the whole goal setting exercise basically goes up in smoke. And so write them down.
So, you know, you gave a great example there where there may be a dominant person and maybe two other people that are maybe a little quieter, more introverted, and you want to get them a chance for their voices, so to speak, to be heard. What does a farm business do if those goals aren't the same?
Oh, if this often happens, what you do is, if the goals are aren't the same, one of the things that you will do is then you strategize. In other words, you basically say, you know, what's important to the business. And so there's another little technique that we often develop. It's called core values. In other words, what's the values of your business? And so oftentimes when there's differences, we will basically say, are they consistent with the core values? And are you willing to kind of negotiate, you know, for some common ground? And so, you know, by writing them down, you take the emotion out of it. It brings more logic back in. And so it's called the game of negotiations. And sometimes a third party is needed there, because sometimes you'll have some very strong personalities. Of course, we never have that in Canadian U.S. farmers. That will, you know, it's either my way or the highway. And so sometimes that mediator or that facilitator can be very, very integral in working through differences. And here's the whole point. Oftentimes in goal setting, people will just go in and zero in on the differences rather than saying, hey, we got a lot in common. And so it kind of keeps you out of that difference trap and keeps you more oriented over in the commonality trap, or the things that we can negotiate and adjust to keep the common ground and, you know, go and meet our core values.
Well, and really, you have to be aligned with your strategic goals before you can really drop down to those operational goals. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, goal setting is the basic foundation behind strategic planning. Because if you look at strategic planning and you're putting together a business plan, you've got operations, you got finance, you got marketing, you got risk management. And so what you will have is many goals under each one of these areas. And by the way, the producers in this deal that I'm in here in Nebraska, they had them in operations, finance, and marketing, and actually transition management. And so having the goals under some of the subsets, then you filter them back into your strategic plan. It is basically the foundation of the pyramid of strategic planning.
Okay, so you got your one-year goals, you got your five-year goals, you've gone through the whole process, you've done it properly, you've listened to this podcast. Down the road, what is the feedback of the review? How should that look?
You know, the feedback and the review, sometimes it can be as short as monthly, sometimes it can be quarterly, sometimes it can be annually. And this is one of the things, a lot of people say, well, if I develop these goals, they're in concrete. No. Goals can shift. You know, global economics can, you know, change market economics overnight. And so I really feel it's called preparation, execution, and follow-up. Okay? The goals really help you in the preparation, but then you got to go execute, and then you got to monitor and follow up to see if you've met those goals. And so it's a three-step process, and if you eliminate any one of the steps, you aren't going to be successful. So coming back in our Dairy Creamery in Virginia, the other day we had a board meeting on Monday, and we basically exceeded about 80% of our goals that we established for the first quarter. And it was very, very uplifting. And one of the things is we will communicate this to our production plant, back to our dairy farms, over to our home delivery and wholesale retail divisions. And so it can be really uplifting, but you got to follow the three steps: preparation, execution, and follow-up. And that requires monitoring. And sometimes it's monitoring quarterly, or it could be monitoring daily, you know, if you get in some intense businesses. But sometimes it's annual. In other words, change in the net worth or change in the return on your asset. And so there's no specific time. You will have different times depending on which part of the units you're looking at and the components you're looking at.
Now, I would imagine it's easier to come up with qualitative goals, such as we want to grow our farm business, but it can be more difficult to come up with quantitative goals as we want to grow our farm business by X percent in this time. Is the quantitative component more important than the qualitative?
Both of them need to be there, but boy, you want to make sure it is quantitative, because the easy way out is, oh, we want to grow our business. I want it to be kind of smart. You know, they often say you got to have smart goals, you know, specific. It's got to be attainable. It's got to be reasonable. And one of the things is it's got to have a time frame on it. And so if you can put some specifics, and I did it with a couple in upstate New York, they said this goal's toughest thing they ever had to do, and what the toughest thing they ever had to do was actually put some quantitative aspects on it. But a year later, that same farm couple will say, boy, I'll tell you, we follow those goals every month. This happened to be a dairy farm, and one of the things is we've exceeded our goals, and the thing was, there was a quantitative number that really helped them zero in and focus. So generally speaking, you want them to be very, very quantitative. But then, again, I'm being the professor here. I've seen qualitative as well. And a lot of people just say, well, they've got to be all quantitative. Well, I'll give a little bit of flexibility. But I do like to see the quantitative because it holds people accountable to numbers and, you know, some of the other components. But I can give you a qualitative goal. Attempt to send our people to training. And again, what's the measurable impact? Well, we don't go back and do a morale test and everything, but I do know morale has really improved since we've sent people to the various training or, you know, to some motivational speakers out there. And it's kind of a qualitative goal.
In all your travels, going through business development or goal setting with farmers, what's the biggest mistake that farmers make in terms of goal setting?
Well, you know what the biggest mistake is? They don't do it. And you had one of the questions in there saying that if I do goal setting, it takes away the flexibility. And can I just share with you one comment? If they don't do goal setting, they're often reactive. And basically, what will happen is changes in the marketplace, et cetera, will actually create inflexibility. But having goal setting and thinking, one of the things is it helps you to become proactive so that you're kind of thinking forward. You're strategizing. So the biggest mistake is not doing it in the first place. And if you think about it, there's just a lot of Americans. We do the Ag Executive School down at Texas every year, and I've been involved with that almost a quarter of a century, and it's just amazing. Even with those elite agriculture producers, 25% do goals. The other 75% don't. So I would tell you, universal Canada, United States, or around the world, it is basically the people that just don't go through the exercise. That's the biggest mistake. And I thought about that when I was working out this morning. And one of my goals is to work out 300 days a year. So I was thinking about this goal setting as we were going there this morning and basically playing no goal football.
Dr. Cole, I really, really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're extremely busy. I really appreciate you joining us today, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon.
Oh, boy, it's always a pleasure, and I want to wish everyone well, and keep your agriculture industry going up there.
Well, as promised, a very, very interesting discussion with Dr. David Cole. Lots of great informational nuggets on goal setting in that discussion that I had with him. I very much thank him for his time. What did we learn? You gotta get started. The biggest mistake that farmers make is they don't get started and they don't set some goals. And like we learned, goals can be qualitative, but they also can be quantitative. And making sure you have a good balance of both is essential, but get started. And one of the key things to do is to write them down. And even if they are written down, it doesn't mean they're written in stone. Goals can change. Our environment changes. There's variables in our businesses. But you got to get started and you got to write them down if you're going to take advantage of this key business tool at all. So once again, thanks for listening. Thanks to Dr. David Cole for talking to us. In episode 2, we're going to look at instincts versus analytics. Your gut versus the data. Look forward to it. Talk to you then.